In a Witch's Wardrobe by Juliet Blackwell. Narrated by Exie Sands. Copyright 2012 by Julie Goodson Laws. This unabridged audiobook is recorded by arrangement with NAL Signet, a member of Penguin Group, USA, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto.
There be none of beauty's daughter with a magic like thee. Lord Byron.
Chapter 1. Not being a necromancer, I can't see ghosts, normally. But tonight felt like a different story. The brightly lit streets of downtown Oakland were host to a sea of women wearing beaded flapper dresses, glamorous 1930s-era gowns, and vibrant swing costumes. Men clad in tuxedos with tails, white bow ties, and shiny black shoes accompanied the feathered and spangled partygoers. A black Model T Ford, polished and gleaming, glided to a stop in front of the magnificent Paramount Theater, and the couple that emerged could have stepped right out of the pages of The Great Gatsby. Sprinkled among these apparent spirits from another time was a handful of witches.
"The top hat is all wrong,"
murmured one such witch, Aiden Rhodes. His blue-eyed gaze flickered over the formally attired man who opened the theater door and welcomed us to the Art Deco Ball. "Top hats are elegant," I replied. "They're never not right."
"But it's not authentic. Top hats were already out of style by the 20s. And, my dear Lily, you of all people should know. The devil's in the details."
"I hope you don't mean that literally." I stumbled, shoved from behind. Aiden's strong arms caught me before I toppled off my unfamiliar high heels and plunged down a short flight of stone steps.
"Oh, I'm so sorry," exclaimed a young woman as she stepped.